You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's October 19th, 2020. I'm Ashley Manson, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. Idaho's average gas price dropped a penny this week as colder temperatures and the COVID-19 pandemic continue. According to AAA, Idaho was one of 44 states to see a gas price drop. This comes during a time where the demand for fuel has drastically dropped over the course of the year. Idaho's average price today is $2.36. This is 9 cents less than last month and 49 cents cheaper than last year. National average gas price dropped by 2 cents. Today is National Move Over Awareness Day. It is a reminder for drivers to slow down below the speed limit and move over to the other lane if driving in an adjacent lane to a tow truck, incident response vehicle, or first responder on the side of the road. It is a law in Idaho to slow down and move over, but there is still an average of 23 tow operators killed at the roadside every year. Fewer than 30% of Americans know about the laws and put workers at a risk. AAA asked drivers to give workers and first responders plenty of room on the road to do their job safely. The program that helps kids with life-threatening illness get out to hunt elk, deer, and pronghorn is underway in Wyoming. The Wyoming News Service reports that last month, Emma Decker, a 16-year-old high school junior in Mountain View, was one of those kids. Thanks to the Muley Fanatic Foundation's Putting the U in Hunt program, Decker scored a 356-inch elk. Decker had been in the hospital getting radiation treatments after brain surgery removed cancerous tumors. She says it was an amazing trip, in particular because it gave her something positive to look forward to.
I was kind of a little sad about having cancer, but going on this trip, you're able to get out of the hospital and you were able to think about other things than having your life-threatening diseases.
Decker says her family should be set for the winter after her harvest, which has already produced a lot of hamburgers, tacos, and jerky. She says she would encourage young people who like to hunt and need a break from hospitals to sign up.
It was really nice because the people that took me and stuff, they were super nice to me, and I was able to make some new friends. I don't like killing the animal, but I like having the meat, and getting like the trophy animals is pretty cool too.
Josh Corsi with the Muley Fanatic Foundation says Putting the U in Hunt also supplies assistive technologies to help kids with disabilities fully participate. Corsi says the program relies on word of mouth to find applicants in part because federal health laws on privacy makes it difficult to reach kids dealing with unforeseen illness.
It's a very unique opportunity, and we'd just like to continue to get the word out so we can help bring it to fruition for those that might need it. We've put 74 in the field to date. It's magical, not only for the child, but for their parents and family.
Families with children between the ages of 12 and 20 facing serious, life-threatening health circumstances can sign up for the program online at muleyfanatic.org. The program started 8 years ago, and those 74 kids come from across the nation to experience Wyoming's world-renowned hunting grounds. All expenses are covered for kids and their families, including air travel, meals, accommodations, meat processing, and taxidermy. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for October 19th, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. BYU Idaho Radio.